Welcome on in to another edition of the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci on the other side of our lovely transparent shower curtain, keeping us nice, safe, and socially distanced here in the WEOL studios is the one and only Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, how are we doing this week, man?
Doing good, looking outside and seeing all that white stuff, and I'm kind of wondering, I think it's time that they need to get either some glasses for Punxsutawney Phil or bring in a new groundhog, because what is this, 10 straight years that groundhog hasn't been able to see his shadow? So I think we've got some optically challenged issues going on there, and we need to do something to get an early spring going.
The nerve of that groundhog, man. I'll tell you. What'd you say, 10 straight years? I didn't even know that.
It's something like that. I mean, in Ohio anymore, I don't even expect anything but to hear that he has not seen his shadow and we're in for another long winter.
Come on, Phil. Like, you got a little awareness, man. It goes a long way. It goes a long way in life. But, hey, regardless, like you said there, Sean, it is a winter in Ohio, so we kind of just expect what we've been given these past couple of days. But nonetheless, we're here to talk some Lorain County Wrestling. It's been a action-packed week as I copied some notes here from my colleague Sean, and lots to break down. North Ridgeville was in action, Lorain, Firelands, Black River, Avon, Elyria, of course, all in action over this past week, and a couple of other teams in there as well. Later on in the show, next segment actually, we will be giving a phone call to Elyria coach Eric Burnett. He will join the show and talk about what he's got going on. He's got a number of different things to talk about, really.
Yeah, it's a perfect time to talk to Coach Burnett because, Elyria's just coming off the heels of wrapping up an incredible run in the Greater Cleveland Conference. And when I say wrapping up a run, I'm not talking about this season. I'm talking about, 6 years. They were founding members of the GCC in 2014. They're moving to the Southwestern Conference next season, so they are leaving the GCC, and they went perfect in 6 years there in GCC. It's just an unbelievable feat to go 41-0 in a 6 year run there. Yeah. So want to talk to him about that, and then obviously he's him and the Pioneers are taking part in the state duels, Division One state duels this weekend coming up. I'll be out there at St. Edward and Lakewood for that event as well. So just a great time to talk to Coach Burnett and his product. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have Coach Burnett here in this next segment. And, I always forget they're moving to the SWC next year.
Yeah.
That's just – this is my first year being here in Lorain County. That was one of the first things I learned about Elyria. It's like, moving to that SWC. So that'll be interesting for a number of different sports. Wrestling, they've just been dominant in the conference. So
yeah.
We will talk to Coach Burnett coming up next right here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online at WEOL.com. It's the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci here with you alongside Sean Bennett of the Chronicle Telegram. We'll kick things over to the hotline this segment and welcome in a very special guest. It's Elyria Wrestling Coach Eric Burnett. Coach Burnett, thank you as always for taking a couple minutes here to join the show. I know we've had you on a couple times, but always happy to have you back. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks, guys, for having me on and for taking care of wrestling. I appreciate it.
Hey, Coach. Let's start with this week. I said to Rocco at the top of the show that it's a great time to have you on because you're sandwiched into a couple of big events. But honestly, Elyria's always really got something on its plate, something great going on. But this last week, you had a flurry of dual meets, Strongsville and then Euclid, Menor, and Aurora all on one night. Just an amazing matchup with Mentor that went right down to the wire. You guys end up winning 37-35. Let's kind of start with that. You've got some pretty exciting dual meets this season, maybe a little bit closer than Elyria is normally used to in a few duels. Has this season kind of aged you a bit with some of these duels coming right down to the wire?
Yeah, it's been an odd year, man, to say the least. Going over to Aurora that night to wrestle Aurora, Menor, and Euclid was interesting. We were missing quite a few starters. The guys that filled in did a great job. I mean, they You know, as far as, you know, the Menor match comes down to, you know, they won seven matches, we won seven matches, but because we had more bonus points or gave up less bonus, however you want to put it, you know, we ended up winning by two. So that was huge. So like I said, you got guys that are doing their job by not giving up, you know, bonus losses, and then you had guys going out and getting bonus points in their wins. So this was huge. And like I said, you know, when you have guys that can jump in there, it's kind of that next man up attitude. You know, it just has to happen. And I think the kids did a great job.
And obviously, that Menor win was pretty important because that kept your streak going, and you guys completed it right after with a big win against Euclid. You win your sixth straight Greater Cleveland Conference Championship. In 6 years, you guys were a founding member of that conference, and on to the Southwest Conference next year. It's been a few days to kind of sit and let that all sink in. I mean, 41-0 in the GCC, six straight championships. I mean, that's incredible. What are you kind of thinking after having a few days to let that, you know, sink in?
Well, I think the kids were pretty proud of that, man. And you know, it's one of those things where you got guys that are seniors here, and they've been a part of that, you know, their entire career, and it's special to them. You know, as far as us as coaches, you know, we're hoping that the kids put themselves in a position to win every time they go out there, and I guess more importantly, you know, what are they learning about life? You know, what are they learning as far as moving forward? That's going to help them down the road. You know, were they feeling some pressure to get that match, to get that win? I don't know. But, you know, when you're dealing with that type of thing mentally and emotionally, I think it should help you down the road, right? If you're dealing with any kind of, like, pressure, you're always going to be in some pressure situations, I guess. So if that helped them, then that's great. And yeah, that's a great accomplishment for our kids and for our program and everybody involved.
One of the really cool things about the dual meet in particular is that anybody can be a hero. You know, it's not always just the main guys that get put into the spotlight. And that was the situation earlier in the season. You know, when you got that, you started it match at 120. And I think you know, Colin Noel came in and had a big win to win one at your guys' place during your holiday duels. And then this week against Menor, Gage Steffi, one of your seniors at 195 pounds, has a huge win to clinch the win against Mentor, which was very much needed because I think Menor pinned at 220 and 285, which brought that to a 2-point match. How cool is it sometimes to see, you know, a guy who maybe isn't in the headlines all the time come up and have a big moment like that?
Well, that's the beauty of the dual meet, man. It's you know, and yes, it could be a guy that goes out there. Gage did a fantastic job. He knew exactly what needed to happen there. You know, it's tough to put pressure on a kid as far as to say, hey, we need you to go out and pin this guy. You know, pinning somebody's hard to do. So you know, it's always the mentality is always win first and then seek bonus. You know what I mean? Yeah, he did a great job, and you know, once again, if he was feeling any pressure, I couldn't tell. And then we had some younger guys that were fantastic as well. You know, we had a couple of freshmen in the lineup and guys without a lot of experience, you know, and going out there, and if they get on their back, you know, they're fighting like crazy to not get pinned and save team points. You know, when you win a match by two team points, every point is crucial. So, yeah, I thought it was huge. It was huge for Gage, and it was really cool to see.
Well, there's no doubt that the theme of this season has been, hey, we're wrestling, and that's a huge positive. But, you know, obviously with the COVID, the pandemic environment and stuff like that, there has been many disappointments, especially when it comes to Elyria and its schedule. You know, the Beast and Ironman and Brecksville and all these great events that have been kind of canceled this year have made it tough. But at the same time, there's been some pretty special things. We already mentioned this this completion of six straight GCC titles and things like that. But, you know, you got Jake Evans, who's sitting at 112 career pins. He's only five away from setting a program record, which is incredible to me, you know, that, you know, you can get that done with limited amount of maybe matches, a little less than what you would normally have. You've got Colin Noel, who wasn't even a regular starter his first 2 years in high school, three wins away from 100 in his career, which is kind of hard to do when you're not a normal starter for half your career. And you got your son Nate, who's 12 away during his junior season for 100. Enrique Munguia, 24-0 with 22 bonus pins. There's some really cool, you know, things going on, you know, in a year that needs things to kind of cool things to, you know, those extra storylines, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, anything positive, you know what I mean? I mean, other than a COVID test, right? It's like, you know, it's like all the things that you mentioned there, you know, those are great. You know, and you know, it's hard to get over not having Iron Man and not having Beast. I mean, that's tough, you know what I mean? And those are some of the favorite tournaments for our kids. But, you know, you always got to find the silver lining. And, you know, selfishly as a coach, when you do these dual meets, I get to see every single match. You know what I mean? I get to see every single kid wrestle every single match. And that's really cool because, when you go to the bigger tournaments, you know, Ironman's in two different gyms. Guys are wrestling at the same time. You know, I got to resort to looking at the video to see some of these kids' matches. So I guess, you know, the one good thing is my wife even brought it up. You know, she's like, hey, I get to see every kid wrestle, you know, and for, you know, from her standpoint. And I kind of feel the same way as a coach. So, you know, that's a big thing. You got to find the good with the bad. And our kids are improving. That's the other thing. I mean, I don't know if you're going to ask me about it, but the progress that's being made even recently, I mean, more so recently in the room is really, really good. I think our kids are making a lot of progress, and whether it shows up in the win column, I don't know, but I do know that they are working hard and making progress. So, you know, once again, you go hard every day because you just don't know. You don't know what you're going to have tomorrow.
Well, the other reason we wanted to talk to you was, you know, the state duels are this weekend coming up at St. Ed's. A little different look this year because the OHSA is not sanctioning it. It's done by the high school coaches who immediately stepped up when the OHSA said they were not going to be holding the event. So really cool. Elyria's in it for, I think, what is it, six, seven, 8 years now in a row. You guys are going in as the number 5 seed. It's a rematch with Dublin Kaufman, who you did see at your holiday duels. They're the number 4 seed. What do you guys kind of expecting going into this event? A lot of good programs. It's going to be kind of a minefield, I guess, to try to navigate through this field.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great being amongst the group of the best programs in Ohio. I mean, it's great. We're looking forward to it. Obviously, you're gonna have to flip some matches around there if we want to beat Dublin Kaufman. You know, they beat us pretty good here at home. You know, the last time we wrestled them, so we got to figure out a way to flip some of those matches around if we want to win. But yeah, I mean the kids are excited. You know, it's always a great opportunity. Once again, you know what I mean? These are some of the best programs in Ohio, if not the country. You know, there's some nationally ranked programs that are going to be there, and you know, we're looking forward to it. So I'm glad. You know, it's like a hybrid. You know, the Coaches Association. They used to run the state duels, and they would pick the two highest point scorers from the prior district tournament, individual mm-hmm. district tournament, okay, and however many of those kids were returning, okay, and that's how they set it up, and then they just had the 8-team event. Well, this year, you know, they basically took the top 4, and then they had a regional final, which is when we wrestled Olmsted Falls. So it's kind of a hybrid type of thing. Is it perfect? Well, probably not, I guess. But these guys worked really, really hard to set this up, and I just appreciate the heck out of what they did. You know, it's never going to be perfect, I guess. But I mean, yeah, COVID's making things not perfect quite a bit. So you know, we're just pleased. We're pleased to be a part of it. Our kids are excited, and that's what really matters. You know, what's going on with the kids.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Coach. And this weekend with the state duels, it should be a ton of fun. Some very high-level competition going on. And like you mentioned, maybe things not exactly perfect with this COVID-infused era, but as long as we're getting the wrestling in some way, somehow, I think that's what everybody is most excited about. Coach, we definitely appreciate the time this afternoon. Thank you so much for being a part of the show once again this year. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Hey, thanks again, guys. Thanks for everything you're doing for wrestling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, thanks, Coach.
You got it, Coach. And there he goes, Coach Eric Burnett from the Elyria Pioneers Wrestling Program. Looking forward to the Division I state duel Saturday over at St. Edwards. It should be a lot of fun. We'll talk some more about that and some other stuff coming up next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online at WEOL.com. Yeah. It is the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci alongside Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. You just heard from Elyria wrestling coach Eric Burnett that last segment. They are looking forward to some state duels this weekend over at St. Ed's. Should be a lot of fun. It's a very high-level competition, as Coach Burnett mentioned, and this year as a whole just been a little different, a little strange with the way things have been done. Like Coach said, not perfect always with some of the changes and some of the adjustments, but Sean, I think you'd agree at this point in the season with how much we've gotten done, you know, all these changes just to get these things done has been worth it.
Yeah, and obviously there's still, you know, a sour taste in the mouth of a lot of wrestling fans left over from last season. You know, when this whole thing kicked off in March, it ramped up quickly, and the wrestling season came to a grinding halt right in between the district and state tournaments. And the very first casualty, you know, high school sports wise, was the state wrestling tournament. So a lot of people are very, very happy, feel very fortunate that we are getting things going at this point. So that is, you know, a very big plus at this point that they're able to get some wrestling done.
And you got a little bit of breaking news, if you will, while we were recording here regarding that state tournament, perhaps some changes there. But we'll put that to the side for just a second. We will get to that before we get out of here this evening. So I guess I'll kick things over to you here, Sean. Lots of action over this past week. I guess we could start with North Ridgeville. You got them at the top of your sheet here. They were very active in the past week.
Yeah, they had four duels. I think they had a single matchup against Cleveland Benedictine that they won 30-18, and then they had a quad, a few days later that they went 1-2 in. They had a really nice matchup with Hudson. They win 31-30 with tiebreaker criteria. D went down to win that really nice tight dual match. Those are always fun and exciting to watch. Before they lost a couple matches, 36-24 to Wadsworth's B varsity team and 48-33 to Cleveland Central Catholic. During that week, we had a trio of Ranger wrestlers go 4-0. Zach Orsino, 4-0, had a big 2-0 win over Cleveland Central Catholic's Trent Proctor, who is ranked number 6th in the state in Division II. So that's a nice big win for Zach. Jared Counts, 4-0 with 2 pins and a technical fall. And Tyler Duff, 4-0 with 3 pins. So really, those three guys are really getting it done for North Ridgeville. They have been all season. A couple other guys were having some, 3-1 weeks as well. So big showing for those guys.
And we had a bit of a Ranger special of this wrestling recap show. What was that, 2 weeks ago? It was Tom Evans in for you, Sean. We talked to Coach Joel Melvin there over mm-hmm. at North Ridgeville. So that's up at the WEOL website. If you guys want to take a listen to that, just go to the sports tab, the wrestling tab out under that, and you'll find the interview there. So Lorraine also in action, I see, at the Madison duels in the past week.
Yeah, finally. You know, Lorraine's been waiting most of the season. Finally kicked off in January and got it going. The success that they wanted this week at the Madison duels, they went 0-4. But I'll tell you, all four matches were competitive for Lorraine. They lose 36-24 to Madison, 30-24 to Marion Harding, 30-23 to Loudonville, and 40-24 to Clyde, which is kind of a powerhouse program. So respectable showings in all those events. They did come up short in them, but they are getting out there. They've got Titans wrestlers, still getting the job done. So that's a good thing to see, that some of those guys are starting to try to ramp up as quickly as they can for the postseason, because they definitely have been behind the eight ball a little bit with missing almost half the season.
Yeah, and that's been one of the interesting things about this season, is it's not exactly uniform with how different teams and programs have been able to run and operate throughout this entire thing. So like you said there, though, great that Lorraine is finally able to get some action underway this season. Fireland's also active, I see, at the Van Buren duels, kind of kicking some rear end over there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was a six team event, and Fireland's goes 4-1 to finish as team runner up at the Van Buren duels. Their only loss was to Otsego, which is a really nice Division III program, and other than that, they had big wins over Arcadia 41-30, Lakota 39-33, Fostoria 54-24, and 42-39, Knights tight one against the host school, Van Buren. In that event, you had some really great performances individually. You had four wrestlers end up knocking off state-ranked wrestlers during the day. Ruben Pina Lorenzano went 5-0 at 106 pounds. He had a big win over Otsego's Trevor Wilcox, who was ranked number 6 in Division 3. Kevin Williams at 120 pounds, another freshman for Firelands, went 5-0 with a win over Arcadia's Brian Harrison, who's ranked 28th in the state in Division 3. The tournament MVP was another freshman for Firelands, Caden King, at 138 pounds. He went 5-0. He knocks off Otsego's Devin Farley, who's ranked 26th in the state. And then Connor Rogers went 4-1 at 170 pounds. He beat Van Buren's Grant Young, who's ranked number 18 in the state in Division 3. So really nice showing with some big state rank winnings. Also, Mason Stanley and Vinny Hicks both went 4-1 for Firelands. So some really nice showings by some of the individual Firelands wrestlers.
Well, so Caden King knocking off a top 30 wrestler. Again, King's just a freshman. I know that excites you. I know the first thing I learned about you, I think, with this wrestling show is that you love to see these young freshmen come in, see how they make that transition from eighth grade to high school, and Caden King certainly not struggling with that at all this season.
Yeah, and he's off to, like, I think he's something like 20-some wins and 2 losses, something like that. He's having a really great, I think it's more than that, actually. I think they've got, like, near 40-some matches, so it might be, like, 30-some. I don't know. You look in the Chronicle on Friday because I will have my honor roll, and you'll be able to know the records for sure. But he's off to a great season, and it's always nice to see a high-level freshman because you can watch them do great things as a freshman and be like, oh, that's pretty impressive. But then you're thinking, what are they going to be like after they have 2-3 years of varsity experience under their belt? They could, do something special their senior season, and that's what probably Caden King and Josh Walbaum and those guys over at Firelands are really expecting.
Yeah, that'll be exciting to follow that Falcons program as those freshmen progress throughout their high school career. Avon also in action. I know we talked to Jeremy Johnson earlier this year, I think back in December on the show. Looks like they had a split over the past week.
Yeah, they lost a tough Southwestern Conference matchup with Olmsted Falls, which was the Southwestern Conference champion this year, but then a really tight win, 37-36 over North Royalton. And again, until you're in a gym watching one of these duels that come right down the wire like that, a one-point win, and I think they won that with the heavyweight. Mason Bingham wins that in the heavyweight match with a big win in the final match. They were down heading into that. It's hard to explain how exciting it is to watch one of those matches. So that's a really good win for Avon as well.
And one of the programs that we haven't necessarily discussed in length at any point in the show this year, but getting a championship this past weekend, was Black River.
Yeah, Black River with a tournament championship. And those have been kind of hard to come by because tournaments are really kind of been odd this year with, there's a lot of dual tournaments and a lot of pool play tournaments and things like that. So really nice to see that Black River goes in to the South Central Invitational and 8 teams in there, and they end up coming away with a championship. I think they finished with 176 points, and Cary finished second with 141. So really kind of a sizable win for them. You had a bunch of champions for Black River. Joe Dennis at 113 pounds, Hunter Yaples at 145, Brandon Rollin at 152, Charlie Wells at 182, and Travis Owen at heavyweight. And Travis Owen went 3-0 with 3 pins. He's now 15-0 this season with 15 pins. He has gone out there and pinned every single opponent that he has faced. So that's very impressive as well. A couple other guys on the podium, Jonathan McKean at 132 pounds and Cooper McKean at 170 pounds, both finished third. So really, really nice showing by Black River down there at South Central.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good to see the Pirates dominating there again at the South Central Invitational, getting the championship crown there. So as promised at the beginning of this segment, Sean, I do believe you have a little bit of state tournament news for us.
Right. So we've been adjusting all season long with this postseason. And as many people know, starting with the sectionals, they started allowing teams to draft into their sectionals. Teams have been allowed to pick where they go to sectionals, which is kind of different this year. Then with the district tournament, they're doing split sessions this year, which means I think they're doing the first 7 weight classes. They're going to bring them in for a session, clear the gym, and then bring in the other 7. And then recently we talked about the change at the state tournament. We've been at the Value City Arena in Columbus, the Ohio State campus arena that holds 20,000 people for all the time I've ever covered wrestling for, you know, several decades. And this year they're splitting the divisions into three high schools are going to host Division I, Division II, and Division III. Stay tuned. We will be announcing those locations over the next, maybe days or weeks or whatever. But just recently found out they are going to be taking the state tournament, which has been a three-day event ever since I've been covering wrestling for several decades, and going to be reducing it down to 2 days this year. So they have not announced whether it's going to be Friday, Saturday, or whether it's going to be Saturday, Sunday. A lot of the logical thinking is maybe Saturday, Sunday, because of the fact that school will not be in session. There will not be, you know, kids in the building. So they'll probably maybe do all the sessions. It's potentially five sessions. I don't know if they're going to condense it down to four and just do a morning and night session each night. But they're going to be doing two-day state tournaments this year, which is kind of I would like to say mind blowing, but the way things have gone this year, it's hard to even fathom anymore when they come up with a new announcement. Like, okay, just the next thing you got to deal with. Let's keep rolling.
Sure, yeah, and you know, I'd ask you for your opinion deeper on that. But truth be told, it's so new, and the details are still kind of light. It's really tough to evaluate whether this is going to be this, you know, overwhelmingly good change, whether this could be bad, you know, where exactly it goes. So I guess we're just kind of in a state of wait and see at this point to see where that goes. So great insight there. And we will definitely keep an eye on that in the coming days. So that will just about do it this week. Great show. Again, we heard from Coach Eric Burnett over at Elyria. You can hear from him up on the WEOL website. I'll have that posted shortly. So for Sean Bennett, I'm Rocco Nushi. Thank you for tuning in to the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Everybody have a great night. We will see you next week.